Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson. As our Lord offered up Himself, as He presented Himself, He was tried before He was offered.
Oh, come and sing to the Lord our God, to Him our voices raise. And let us in our most joyful songs the Lord our Savior praise.
Before His presence let us come with praise and thankful voice.
And let us sing joyful songs to Him with grateful hearts rejoice.
Oh, come and sing to the Lord our God, to Him our voices raise. And let us in our most joyful songs the Lord our Savior praise.
The Lord our God is King of kings, above all gods His throne.
The depths of earth are in His hand, the mountains are His own.
Oh, come and sing to the Lord our God, to Him our voices raise. And let us in our most joyful songs the Lord our Savior praise.
To Him the spacious sea belongs. He made its waves and tides.
And by His hand the rising land was formed, and still abides. Oh, come and bowing down to Him, our worship let us bring.
Oh, let us praise our gracious Lord.
To the Lord our God, to Him our voices raise. And let us in our most joyful songs the Lord our Savior praise.
Oh, come and sing to the Lord our God,
to the Lord our God, to Him our voices raise.
And let us in our most joyful songs
the Lord our Savior praise.
To the Lord our Savior praise.
In the book of Zechariah, chapter 9, the scriptures say, "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, thy king cometh unto thee. He is just and having salvation, lowly, and riding upon an ass and upon a colt, the foal of an ass." So the scriptures give to us of the rejoicing that took place when the Lord entered into the city. Now remember, He had set His face steadfastly to go to Jerusalem. The time had come that He should be received up, when He would offer up Himself without spot unto God. He had no guile in His heart. When He was rebuked, He didn't strike back like we would, but He was one who committed all things unto the Lord. I look at the number of times the scriptures testify of the fact that the Lord is the perfect offering. So when He offered up Himself, He had no sin. The Lord Himself said, it's recorded in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." God the Father makes the statement, and there is nothing hidden from the eye of the Lord. He saw every thought that Jesus the Son ever bore in His mind. He knew every motive behind every deed that He had done. "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." There is no sin in Him. Also, the scriptures tell us that he stood before a hostile crowd. And he said to them in John 8:46, which of you convinceth me of sin? Now, don't you think at that point that they would have said, I remember what you did, or I saw what you did. I know about you. A crowd, when people have been convicted of their own sin, they will use small things and blow them out of proportion. They will accuse, make accusations. And so this crowd in which he was speaking, to which he was speaking, he said in verse 42 of John chapter 8, if God were your Father, you would love me. For I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech, even because you cannot hear my word? Ye are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. And because I tell you the truth, ye believe me not. Which of you convinceth me of sin? If I say the truth, why do you not believe me? He that is of God heareth God's words. Ye therefore hear them not, because ye are not of God. Now at this point, certainly they would have spoken out and said, yes, we know about your sin. We know someone here would certainly have spoken up. The Lord also tells us later on when they were trying to find, they had the opportunity, if they had any accusation, they could have made it. He said, I was daily with you in the temple, Mark 14:49. Why didn't you do something then? But no, you have to wait until it's night. He said in Luke 22:53, ye stretched forth no hand. I was there daily in the temple, and you didn't stretch forth a hand there to get me or to accuse me. See, men could not find anything wrong with the Lord Jesus. I asked the question then, why do men reject him if nothing can be found against him? One can examine his life, his words, and look at what the scriptures record about his motives. And you'll have to walk away and say, I find no fault in him. Why do you not accept him then? Why do you seek to reject him and to say away with him? Well, because man is bad and God is good. That's why people reject Christ. He's perfect. They find no fault in him. He is light, absolute light. And he shines light on the darkness and the deeds of men. And they say we must put out the light. We must be done with the light and anything that reminds us of the light. The Lord Jesus went to Jerusalem to offer up himself without spot unto God. We can rejoice. We have a Savior who is perfect and who always pleased God. Join us again for morning devotions. I'm Willie Thompson.